The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and welcome to Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Healthline.com and Food Network Magazine. Welcome to 2021. First up, I've got part of an article for you today. I'm going to split it over two shows because it's rather lengthy, but I believe it will be quite interesting. Top 10 food and nutrition trends on the horizon for 2021. The year 2020 brought hardships and change for many people around the globe, and our everyday habits and behaviors have dramatically shifted. Our priorities have changed as well, with many people focusing anew on their health and well-being, including what they eat. As a result, food and health culture have changed. With 2021 just around the corner, we're about to see these changes come to fruition. With many industry experts expecting massive change, you may wonder what 2021 has in store. Here are the top 10 top food and nutrition trends expected in 2021. In this show, I will cover the first five for you. Number one and two have to do with functional nutrition. As Hippocrates once said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." Though this statement is controversial, its essence rings true today. Eat foods that nourish you both physically and mentally. Due to the significant impact of COVID-19 on many people's physical and mental well-being, there's growing interest in eating foods that serve health-related purposes. First off, we have immunity boosters. Foods won't just be valued for staving off hunger pains. The future of food and drink will take cues from the supplement market, calling attention to the roles that specific ingredients play in improving overall health and well-being. COVID-19 was a reminder that health is transient and can change at any time. For many, this led to looking for products that could support a healthy immune system to better prepare them for illness. According to market research, over 50% of consumers reported taking more supplements to support their immune health in 2020. This growing interest in immune health will continue to be a top focus of the health and wellness industry in 2021. Rather than focusing on treating conditions, many consumers will strive to prevent them via a strengthened immune system. In response to this, the food industry will take notes from the supplement industry by creating products with added nutrients that may support immune function and overall health, such as zinc, selenium, vitamin C, and vitamin D. What's more, alternative remedies have and are expected to continue to increase in sales in 2021. Elderberry, echinacea, astragalus, turmeric, and ginger are some of the top-selling herbal supplements claimed to help boost your immune system. Furthermore, purpose-driven ingredients are predicted to be at the forefront of the food industry. Examples of this include adding olive oil to support heart health, vitamin C to boost the immune system, or probiotics in kombucha to promote a healthy digestive system. Though these products will create buzz in the health and wellness industry, the research behind them is lacking. To date, there are no proven foods, nutrients, herbs, or other supplements that will prevent or cure an illness such as COVID-19. Given growing consumer interest in honesty and transparency, companies will need to be careful of their messaging and avoid making health claims that are not backed by science. Number two is mental health. Mental health has also become a priority for many people. While food alone cannot treat or cure depression, anxiety, or stress, eating a mostly minimally processed diet rich in a variety of nutrients may help support your mental health. Diets rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, fiber, healthy fats, and other bioactive compounds, such as probiotics, have been linked to better mental well-being, though higher quality studies are needed. In 2021, we'll notice more food and beverage companies coming out with products that contain these ingredients with an emphasis on reducing stress and improving sleep, which is also linked to better mental health. In particular, functional beverages that contain stress-reducing compounds, such as adaptogens, substances that can help your body adapt to stress, and cannabidiol, CBD, the non-psychoactive part of the cannabis plant, will increase in popularity. For example, Four Sigmatics Mushroom Hot Chocolate contains an adaptogen known as reishi, which may induce calmness to help you sleep better and lower occasional stress. While taking these products may reduce stress and support your mental well-being, a particular diet should never replace prescription medications or other treatment methods such as therapy. Rather, your diet should be one piece of the puzzle to better mental health. Next up, we have food with a purpose. An increasing number of consumers are looking to support local companies with a backstory and purpose rather than large corporations. In fact, according to Kantar's COVID-19 barometer, 52% of respondents stated they pay more attention to the origin of their products with a focus on buying locally. So let's cover number three, localism. The pandemic shutdowns gave many people a renewed appreciation of their local community, especially the food purveyors, grocery stores, farmers markets, and restaurants that kept food on our plates. Going forward, there will be a growing interest in purchasing and consuming locally grown food. It supports the local economy, is generally fresher, and has less of an environmental impact. Backstory. Many consumers are also interested in learning a company's backstory, such as a multi-generational family-run business. Companies should focus on the meaning behind their products and give consumers a reason to purchase their products over those of their competitors. For many, nice packaging alone no longer makes a product appealing, but rather the impact of purchasing it. And finally for today, climatarian. Echoing the benefits of localism, diets are expected to shift to include more environmentally friendly, sustainable food practices. Rather than fighting between the two extreme spectrums, for example, vegan versus meat eaters, many people will mostly focus on foods that have the lowest climate impact. For example, diets may involve a lower intake of animal products, but not eliminate them. Instead, consumers may choose animal products with a lower environmental footprint, such as swapping beef for chicken or eating a few plant-based meals each week. What's more, consumers may choose to buy locally grown produce and animal-based products to lower carbon emissions caused by long-distance food delivery. The goal of the climatarian diet is not an all-or-nothing approach, but rather to make small changes that collectively, as a society, make a large difference. Some climatarian brands include Tuno by Atlantic Natural Food, a plant-based tuna alternative made with the same taste and texture as real tuna, but that's more environmentally friendly. Miyoko's Creamery, founded by Miyoko Shinner, a celebrity chef and vegan, Miyoko's Creamery offers plant-based dairy alternatives that taste great and can easily replace any dairy-based ingredient. Sweet Earth Foods, delicious, nutritious, and environmentally friendly vegan comfort foods. And finally, Just Egg, an environmentally focused plant-based egg alternative made from mung beans and turmeric. That's all I'm going to cover this show from the top 10 food and nutrition trends on the horizon, and I will cover the last five next show. Next up, I have a recipe for you from Food Network Magazine, and since we just talked about getting healthy, we're going to cover treating ourselves. Anatomy of a Perfect Cheesecake. Making this classic dessert is super easy. And before I get to the recipe, I will give you some tips. First, the backstory. The ancient Greeks made the earliest known cheesecakes. During the first Olympics, athletes ate a version made with flour, honey, and cheese for energy. Modern cheesecake made with cream cheese appeared much later, showing up in New York City in the early 1900s. So let's talk about the filling. Start with room temperature eggs and cream cheese. If the ingredients are too cold, the filling can turn out lumpy. For the crust, to make sure the crust stays intact, firmly pack the crumb mixture into the pan with lightly oiled hands, or press it with the bottom of a measuring cup. To avoid cracking the surface of it, let the cheesecake cool gently and gradually. Open the oven door slightly and leave the cake inside for at least 20 minutes after baking. And for slicing, dip your knife in hot water and dry it off with a towel between each slice to get clean cuts. So the recipe for classic cheesecake serves 8 to 10. For the crust, 1 1/4 cups graham cracker crumbs, 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter melted, 2 tablespoons of sugar. For the filling, 3 8-ounce packages of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 3 large eggs at room temperature, 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice, and 1 1/2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. Number 1, make the crust. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Toss the graham cracker crumbs, melted butter, and sugar in a medium bowl until well combined. Firmly press into the bottom and 1 inch up the side of a 9-inch round springform pan. Bake until firm and a few shades darker, about 10 minutes. Transfer to a rack to cool completely. Reduce the oven temperature to 300 degrees. Number 2. Meanwhile, make the filling. Beat the cream cheese and sugar in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until smooth and slightly fluffy, about 3 minutes. Beat in the heavy cream until combined. Beat in the eggs one at a time, scraping down the bowl as needed. Beat in the lemon juice and vanilla. Pour the filling into the cooled crust. Number 3. Bake until the cheesecake is set around the edges, but the center still jiggles slightly, 1 hour to 1 hour 25 minutes. Turn off the oven. Keep the cheesecake in the oven with the door ajar slightly for about 20 minutes. Number 4. Remove the pan from the oven and run a knife around the edge of the cheesecake to loosen. Transfer the pan to a rack and let the cheesecake cool completely, then refrigerate until set, at least 4 hours or overnight. Remove the springform ring, Then slice the cheesecake. And I've got some ideas for toppings. Dress up your cheesecake with one of these. A cherry vanilla sauce. Drain 2 14.5-ounce cans tart cherries, reserving a third cup liquid. Combine the drained cherries, 1 cup of bottled tart cherry juice, 2/3 cup sugar, 1/2 of a vanilla bean, add the pod and the seeds, and a pinch of salt in a saucepan. Simmer until syrupy, 20 minutes. Whisk 2 tablespoons of cornstarch into the reserved cherry liquid, then pour into the saucepan. While stirring, bring to a boil and cook 1 more minute. Remove from the heat and stir in 1/4 teaspoon almond extract. Let cool. Discard the vanilla bean. Refrigerate until chilled. Then we have malted ganache. Heat 2/3 cup heavy cream and 1/2 cup malt powder in a saucepan over medium heat, whisking until the powder is dissolved and the mixture is steaming. Pour over 6 ounces chopped semi-sweet chocolate in a bowl. Let stand 3 to 5 minutes. Stir until smooth, then let stand until thickened 20 to 40 minutes. Pour over the cheesecake and spread with the back of a spoon. Sprinkle with chopped malt balls. Let set about 20 minutes. And finally, tropical fruit topping. Slice a 2-inch piece of ginger into thin rounds. Combine the ginger with 1/4 cup sugar and 3/4 cup water in a small saucepan. Bring to a simmer over medium heat. Cook until syrupy, about 10 minutes. Let cool, then remove the ginger and stir in 1/2 teaspoon lime zest. Toss the ginger lime syrup with 3/4 cup chopped pineapple, 2 chopped kiwis, and 1/2 chopped mango. Those ideas sound delicious, and I hope you enjoy your cheesecake. Back to something a little more healthy. This is from food.ndtv.com. A study found omega-3 fatty acids good for heart rate recovery. Foods you can add to your diet. We already know that omega-3 fatty acids are good for heart health. But how does it influence the functioning of our heart was something not very clear till now. A new research came up with a breakthrough finding and established a link between high amount of omega-3 fatty acids and a better heart rate. Earlier, some studies revealed that slow heart rate recovery, HRR, could lead to serious cardiovascular diseases, including heart attack. So it is essential to have optimal HRR for sound heart health. Stephen W. Ferris, co-author of the study published in the journal PLEFA, said, "Previous studies have suggested that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, or N3PUFA, can favorably influence cardiac autonomic tone. However, data regarding N3PUFA status and heart rate recovery in healthy adults are sparse." The research enrolled 13,912 patients at the Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas. HRR was calculated by subtracting the heart rate at 1, 3, and 5 minutes of an active recovery period from the maximal heart rate. Participants were categorized as having a low, normal, or optimal omega-3 index, O3I. Higher categories of O3I were associated with greater ARCH-R, both men and women, with a steeper gradient in women. It was concluded that omega-3 fatty acids and heart rate recovery are important for vascular health. Here are five foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Fish is the first food recommended by doctors to increase the intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Fatty and oily fish like salmon, mackerel, trout, and sardines contain DHA and EPA, two kinds of omega-3 fatty acids, which are great for heart health. Walnuts. Walnuts are always propagated by heart experts for heart health. Walnuts are highly rich in antioxidants, omega-3, protein, and iron. Eating just 2 to 3 walnuts a day can bring you immense health benefits. Soybean. Use soybean oil in moderation for cooking your meals or drizzling on your salads. The heart-healthy fats, including omega-3 in it, is good for heart health. Alternatively, you can also include soybeans directly in your diet. Seeds. Chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp seeds are excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Try to have about 1 teaspoon of them every day. Blend them in smoothies or add to your breakfast cereals or salads or trail mix. And finally, Brussels sprouts. Vitamin K, vitamin C, antioxidants, fiber, and of course, omega-3 fatty acids all come together in this food and work wonders to improve heart function. Make your diet heart-friendly by including these foods. Now, from Food Network Magazine, the latest food news. Boba is booming. The Taiwanese milk and tea drink, made with tapioca pearls, has been a hit on Grubhub. Boba orders spiked 168% in the first half of the year, and big brands are joining the craze, too. Dunkin' tested coffee and tea with their pearls this summer, and Del Taco added them to a soda. Plus, the drink is now an emoji. Apparently, it's okay to eat until you feel like bursting, once in a while. In a new study, healthy participants ate twice as much pizza as they needed to feel full, and their blood sugar and fat levels increased only slightly, indicating that our bodies can adjust to indulgence from time to time. We love seltzer. Ditch the sweet drinks and switch to seltzer. A new study from the American Heart Association looked at 2 decades of data and found that women who drank 1 or more sugary beverages a day had a 20% higher risk of heart disease than those who rarely or never drank them. Looking good. Eating better could help your skin. A new study published by JAMA Dermatology found a link between eating habits and adult acne, and other studies have indicated that fatty foods, dairy, and sugary drinks may be to blame. Get your diet on the right track. Fiber power. Fiber is good for more than just your gut. New findings published by the American Cancer Society show that higher total fiber intake is associated with a lower risk of breast cancer. Fill up on fiber with beans, fruits, and oats. And still in season, clementines. Brighten those gray winter days with sunny clementines. They're a great source of vitamin C. Just one has 60% of the daily recommended value. Plus, they give your immune system a boost. Toss a few in your bag or just snack on them at the table. 2020 was a big year for chocolate chip cookie lovers. There's a more perfect chocolate chip. A Tesla engineer designed a pyramid-shaped version that melts more evenly than other chips. Find it at dandelionchocolate.com. A legendary bakery cookie is hitting supermarkets. New York City bakery Levain now sells fully baked versions of its giant doughy cookies in the freezer aisle. Takeout cocktails might stick around. Raise your plastic cup. More than 30 states have allowed bars and restaurants to sell alcohol to go during the pandemic. And in June, Iowa became the first state to pass a bill that will permanently permit takeout drinks. Ohio followed in October, and other states, including Texas and Oklahoma, are considering similar measures. Soda isn't a bad word anymore. With sales of the sugary drink falling flat, companies have started rethinking the meaning of soda. Poppy recently launched a prebiotic soda made with apple cider vinegar. HealthAid has a kombucha and fruit juice soda called Booch Pop, and United Sodas of America is selling low-cal cans in flavors like strawberry basil and lemon verbena. And finally, for this edition of flavor, some of you still might have your Christmas tree. And if you do, there's a new recipe book out, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, including dozens of recipes for cooking with the needles from the firs, spruces, and pines. And I've got a quick recipe for you called Christmas Tree Sours. Make the cordial. Bring 4 cups of water, 1.5 cups of superfine sugar, the zest of 2 lemons, the juice of 5 lemons, and 7 ounces of spruce or fir needles to a boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer for 2 hours. Strain through a fine mesh sieve, repeating to remove all the needles. Let cool. Combine 1/3 cup each of sparkling water and bourbon, 3 tablespoons of the cordial, the juice of 2 limes, and 3 dashes of bitters in a shaker with ice. Shake, then strain into 2 ice-filled glasses and garnish with spruce or fir sprigs. Refrigerate the remaining cordial for up to 2 weeks. Just be sure to triple check your tree type. Certain varieties like cedars and cypresses aren't edible. We have run out of time today for this episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you have enjoyed it. I am Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.